Welcome to the Travelling Senorita, episode 185. Well, we are over in Vancouver. We have headed back to Canada to see our sons over in Banff in the Rocky Mountains of Alberta. But before that, we stopped over in Vancouver because last time we came to Canada, which was only at the start of the year, we transited through Vancouver, and the whole time I was thinking, I really want to check out Vancouver because I've heard about its eclectic nature, the amount of Michelin stars it has for food, the different cultures that live within the city, and the architecture of this beautiful place. So we stopped off, and strongly suggest that actually if you're flying direct from Australia, Brisbane, Sydney, go into Vancouver as part of your ticket, take a couple of days in and around the city, and then head over to Calgary and Banff. Or even if you wanted to stay a bit longer, you could go up to Whistler, which is only an hour or so out of the city. That's the beautiful thing about Vancouver. It is surrounded by nature and water, so mountains, a beach that is like a 20-minute walk away. You can get over to ferries to islands like Vancouver Island and surf beaches like Tofino, but up in the mountain as well of Whistler, and the mountains beyond the city, which is also snow, but you can also be on the water sailing at the same time. It's a beautiful city, really contemporary, lots of gorgeous Art Deco architecture. So I'm doing a 48 hours in a wintry Vancouver story, and I thought I'd just give you a recap of the last couple of days. You know, you've got your jet lag sort of swaying around there, but it's good to come and go from the hotel. We checked into the Fairmont, the Hotel Fairmont in downtown. There's three Fairmonts in Vancouver, and you've got the Pacific and you've got the one on the waterfront. But we chose to stay at the classic old building in the center of town. It's got its, impeccable hospitality, classic decor, and it's a very old building and a great place to stay and base yourself. So from downtown we walked down to the water, to a place that we'd heard a lot about, which was the flyover in Canada Place. So you're literally in a almost like a 5D theater, magnificent big theater where you're strapped in and you're moving as the drones go all the way in and out around Canada. So you just get this great vision of the natural beauty of Canada. It's the second largest country in the world. So this flyover is something I would strongly suggest to do when you land in Vancouver. People tell you, whenever you say you go to Vancouver, they say make sure that you go to Canada Place and lock yourself in for a ride of the drone footage across Canada, where you literally feel like you're part of it. And it had that extra special Christmas show at the start as well. It is very kind of white Christmassy here at the moment. The Christmas trees are up, the lights are up, all the windows are dressed, and it's just a really beautiful feeling of having a cold Christmas. Kind of like the Little Match Girl, I love that vibe. And then we walked from Canada Place down into Gastown, which is the old Gaslight District, where the lamplights line the streets. It's a beautiful area, it's really pretty. You get down to the original hotel there, which is the Lamplight Hotel. Beyond that, it gets the darker side of Vancouver, which people talk about a lot. They have a housing crisis here, they have a drug problem here. They have legalized cannabis, but they also have decriminalized other illicit drugs that are pretty nasty. And so that area beyond, say, the Lamplights old hotel is government housing and can get pretty scary. I don't suggest you walk down there at any time, really. But if you do head down towards Gastown to check out the beautiful shops and historic buildings along the way, and then walk back up into downtown, you won't have a problem. And we kind of did that little circle back up into downtown, saw the Christmas markets that were coming alive on the water, and back into the Fairmont Hotel, which is kind of in the central location of town next to the museum And the big library that is like built like a coliseum. It's an amazing state library. It also has some tech offices there, but it's this incredible coliseum style building that is the state library. We also the next day took a tour, a 3-hour tour with Vancouver Private Tours. I really strongly suggest going with Alfred and his beautiful vehicle for a tour. It's really affordable. It's like $130 per hour, I believe, or just over. And you can get 4 to 5 people in there and take 3 to 4 hours. And he absolutely knows his city like the back of his hand. Super passionate Vancouveran, I think that's what we call them. And yeah, he takes you all around downtown, explaining all the different buildings, the apartments. Vancouver CBD is very much private dwellings and condominiums, so people live in the city, not just offices. So it's very much residents, really high prices. He was saying things like from $4 million to $22 million for apartments in the city, as you know, it's an expensive city to live. Then we went over the bridge and went over to the east side, which was really cool to see the Olympic Village, which has now been turned into, again, apartments and high-end living, and cafes and gorgeous big sculptures and a big brewery, funky side of town. And you're looking back over to the stadium where the big stadium here in Vancouver where the women's soccer was played last night, and their hero Sinclair had her last game. So that was a big thing for Vancouver. I didn't realize that when we arrived, but 45,000 people were championing her last game at the stadium last night in Vancouver. Back over the east side, we cruised on up to Mount Pleasant, which is known for its graffiti art, so street art. All of the streets and old motels have been painted with incredible murals. We stopped off at one of the city's oldest motels. I think it's called the City Motel, which has been turned into an artist community and just colour and painted beautifully. It was a grey old day, but the colour of the streets and the artworks just made it so bright and vibrant. And we kept on driving through, and I noticed along the way there was lots of different eclectic independent shops, which Alfred, our driver, was saying was, you know, that's what Canada's all about. It's not about having pockets of areas like the Little Italy and what have you. It's like every part of the city is immersed in all sorts of cultures living together, and really do try hard to support local produce and artisans along the way. So we headed down under the bridge and into this really cool eclectic area on Granville Island, which was the original old sandbank. So this is like an area that's been handed over to the artists. It's very much known for its cement trucks that are all painted in corn cobs, which is also the funky part of it. And then it's just artist warehouses and big farmers market, producers, and yeah, people living on boats along the water, houseboats that make up that big creative community. That's a really good spot to head to. And we only had an hour or so there, but I would have liked to have had all day at the Granville markets and on that island. That was incredible space. And again, you look back to the city and you're underneath this magnificent big bridge. Yeah, really something I kind of hadn't seen before. It was a little bit San Francisco-esque, but it had its own distinctly Vancouver style. And then we took off around some of the biggest houses all around, up around that area, and then back to Stanley Park, which Alfred tells me is the largest park in apparently the world. I think he was saying something like 4,000 hectares, don't quote me on that, but it was a massive park and it has incredible views back across to the city. And as I said, it was a grey old day, but it didn't seem to matter because it had that really pine trees and Canadian flora and fauna feel about it. And then we came back down into around the circle of downtown and into I think there was a place called Cole, can't think of the name of that one now, and then down in Yale Town, which is where most of the Michelin star restaurants are. And as Alfred said to us, the Michelin crew came over from Europe. They weren't even invited. They literally came over because they heard about the Vancouver food scene, and they gave a swag of stars and hats to, stars, not hats, that's Australia, hats to restaurants in and around Vancouver that are just fully stepped up the game of food, all with local produce and surrounding wine regions throughout British Columbia on their menus. So a really incredible day in and around Vancouver that was topped off at the Fairmont Hotel in downtown of a wonderful happy holiday high tea. It was a themed Christmas high tea in the restaurant, in the kind of like the older part of the restaurant with all the beautiful pressed tin original roof. And they'd done up this dining area in absolute Christmas style. If you're thinking of a white Christmas with like furs and white Christmas trees and kind of a really Nordic feel about it, with topped off with an incredible high tea and a really beautiful mix of fine tea served in the best china. So that was a beautiful way to top off the day. And yeah, for me, 48 hours in Vancouver looks like that, and you can do a lot more as well. But you know, we haven't had a chance to really go and check out the Michelin star restaurants, but if you search it, you'll see that it's an absolute swag of top-notch restaurants in and around Vancouver. We'll be heading down to the Christmas markets in the morning and the museum next door before we take off to Banff to see our sons. But yes, I think a stopover in Vancouver is a really good idea. And even if you just come to Vancouver as a destination, you know, check out Vancouver private tours. Strongly suggest doing that tour with a local. He knew exactly what was going on, and he loved the independent artistic side of Vancouver, and also staying in one of the Fairmont hotels because their hospitality is impeccable. You feel like you're in a really old heritage listed building. And also going, as I said, down to Canada Place, which is where the flyover is, where you get to see the whole of the country in 5D. So there you go. That is a 48-hour trip in Vancouver. Yep, I'm tired, but hey, it's worth it. How exciting to be back in Canada. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I've had a cracky year on the podcast, and I will be signing off in a couple of weeks to take a bit of a break. But at the moment, stay tuned for more stories in Canada. Adios.